pleased to be joined in studio now by one of the most dynamic defensive players to come into the National Football League in recent memory.
What position does he play?
He plays defensive tackle.
Oh, he does he? It's not a quarterback here, is it?
I can't remember the last time the crowd was as excited to see a defensive player drafted as they were in Detroit when they took Ndamukong Suh, who is in our studio a couple of times now that he's been in here. It's a pleasure, first and foremost, to see you. And the reason he's here, in addition to talking football, is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
And we will get to that in just a moment. First and foremost, welcome. It's good to have you back again.
Thank you, Vera. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Well, go ahead.
I was saying, You're such a large human being. He's so soft-spoken.
Yeah, he is.
So soft-spoken.
And this is the one time where that doesn't work in your benefit. So feel free to shout if you will here. You just played Tom Brady 2 weeks ago on Thanksgiving. Particularly in the second half, he was just unbelievable. He was unbelievable again last night. In all things considered, he may be actually having his best year. You were out there on the field with him, you know, a week and a half ago. What does he do so well? What was it like going up against him?
I mean, he's a great player, and he's one of those guys that you can rattle him a little bit. Boys in him come back to his veteran status and make sure he gets everybody or rally his troops and make sure he gets the job done. And that's what he did, obviously, in the second half. I felt that our defense as a whole and our offense put a lot of pressure on him in the first half. We had a little lead there, but obviously they came back. He rallied them and really forced or willed them to another win as they willed this last game, briefly watching in New York game. I mean, he just outright just dominated this team, and that's what he likes to do, and it's something tough to stop that.
I think the Jets briefly watched it as well because it got out of hand so quickly. You guys also played the Jets, and you had them. You had a good lead on them. They came back and get the win. I'm not going to ask you know, current player, if they're a contender or a pretender, but there's talk of, you know, they haven't beaten a team with a winning record. How good are they? How good were they when you played them?
I think the Jets are a very good team. They got a lot of great players over there on the defensive side of the ball as well as on the offensive side of the ball. It's just a matter of them putting it together as a whole piece throughout the whole game. Like you said, we had a lead on them, and we were taking care of business in the first half, and they made plays in the second half to get themselves back in the game and obviously finish it in overtime. So it's things that we didn't do on our side of the ball as well as them making plays on the offensive side of the ball and on their side on defense.
That was that crazy game where you wound up kicking an extra point at one point.
Yeah.
All sorts of crazy things in that game. And Ndamukong Suh is with us here, young superstar of the Detroit Lions. So as you look at it now, and you've played a lot of the bigger teams, you just played Chicago this past week. We'll talk about that. You're going to get Green Bay. Would you say New England is the best team you've played this year?
I would say they're one of the definitely top teams that we've played this year. We haven't gotten a chance to go through our whole schedule, but they're definitely one of those elite teams that we played against, and I mean, their scheme that they had against us was great, and it's something that we're definitely going to learn from and be able to, myself personally, going to learn a lot from it going against a great quarterback like that and be able to see how he orchestrates a great offense.
Now, you guys, two wins, but you guys are playing so much better. I know that, listen, it's different than college. There's no BCS rankings or anything like that. In the NFL, it's about wins and losses, and you only have two wins, but the team plays harder all the way through, and you've had two tough games against the Bears. They're another team nobody thought a lot of in the beginning of the season, but they're making a nice run, and you had two very, very close games with them. So give us a little thumbnail on them and what you think they can do.
I think Chicago's one of those teams that just knows how to finish those games. And even though it may be close and as a lot of our games are with them, especially the first one, they've just been found ways to win. And that's what the NFL is all about. It's finding ways to win and finish and help your team win. So, I mean, that's a huge piece, a huge compliment to that team and that organization and those coaches, how they've put things together. And, I mean, they may not on paper be seen as the best team, but they're definitely as a unit putting it all together and getting themselves wins and leading our division, which is a tough division to lead.
And you'll play Green Bay this week. How different were they as far as their offensive scheme this week from week one? A lot has been made about how they've reined in a little bit. They're running the ball a little more, maybe not exposing their quarterback, Jay Cutler, as much. How different did you find their scheme now as opposed to way back at the beginning?
Yeah, no question. They've definitely changed, and they've changed it in a good way and being able to run the ball a lot well with Forte and being able to mix it around and just do screens and different things and being able to get the ball out of a Cutler's hands a lot quicker. That's something that I've definitely noticed. He's not holding as much, and he's being able to release it, and he's getting great protection from those guys up front. Even though we got a chance to get after him a little bit, they've definitely understand how to keep him outside, keep him in the pocket, and keep him clean. And that's something that's a credit to their offense and being able to get that done.